I have an important announcement for you before today's episode. The doors of our in-person money and wellness event is now open. I'm so excited. Listen up. If you're a woman physician and 2024 is the year that you've said you want to make sure you grow your money and your wealth and your life, this is the event you do not want to miss. It's going to be me, you, and an intimate group of women physicians in person, May 17th to 19th in Atlanta. It is going to be fun. You're going to learn. There's going to be transformation, and you are going to grow your network and build even deeper relationships. I cannot wait to see you there. So go to moneyfitmd.com/WYC. This is the event you've been waiting for. I cannot wait. See you in May in Atlanta.
Hi, Docs. I'm Dr. Latif, and I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast. This is where we help badass women physicians just like you learn simple and effective tools to build wealth from the inside out. That way, we can create wealth and bigger impact without all the burnout. Enjoy the episode.
So one of the questions that I get a lot of is, Latifat, how are you able to do so much stuff? I am looking on social media and I see you there. Latifat, you're an employed physician. You started these businesses. You're doing these things. You're creating Money Fit MD and you don't look like you're grinding or burning out to death. How are you doing it? If you have ever asked that question, you're going to love this episode. Or maybe you haven't even asked that question, but you're a woman physician who wants to have more money. You want to have the time to be able to spend with your family and do what I call living your own rich life, meaning that you have control over your time, you have control over your resources, and you want to just be someone that has the audacity to really live life on your terms. You're really going to love this episode. For those that are joining me for the first time, I'm Dr. Latifat. I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast, and also I'm the host of this platform, wherever you're watching me from. My entire goal is to help women physicians have more control over their money and create the rich life that they want. And I do that through our money school, which is a money school for women physicians, badass women physicians, which is a 12-month community where you come in, you learn, we give you the resources, the education, the coaching, the networking that you need in order to be able to create what would normally take you years and years, create that in 1 year. And it's really an honor to be able to do that. The other opportunity that I have for you to work with me is through the money challenges that we have. This is the MD Money Challenge. This is a place for women physicians that want to make moves. Maybe you're not ready to join our 12-month community yet. Or maybe you're like, you know what, Latifah, I just have things that I've been procrastinating on doing that I really want to be able to accomplish and do. I want to invite you to join our next money challenge because the things that you are going to be able to do in 5 days will literally blow your mind. It is only for women physicians. The link to sign up, you can go to my website, moneyfitmd.com, and you'll be able to find all the information on how you can be part of the women physicians taking charge of their finances, whether that is through our money community with the 12-month money coaching program we have, or whether that is through our 5-day challenge. The point is, make a move. So, anyways, if you're new in my world, I'm so glad that you're here. It is an honor. It is a privilege to have you in my community, in my world. You know, one of the things that I've been sharing with women physicians over the last couple of years is why it is so important for us to empower ourselves. So important for us to have charge and be the CEO of our finances, right? And one of the things that I hear from you guys is, Latifah, I want to, but I don't have the time. I don't have the time. I'm working so hard. You know, maybe you're a mama, maybe you're married, maybe you're single. You're like, I don't even have time to do the things on my to-do list. And I'm a huge fan of elimination and deleting things that should not even be on your list in the first place. However, one of the things that I want to talk about today is whether you're someone that now maybe you're working on having time. You've deleted things on your to-do list, but you're still like, Latifah, I don't have the time. I want to challenge you right now and say that maybe time is actually not the problem. And what we're going to talk about today is the real problem. And there are two things that I'm going to talk about that I believe has the capacity to change your life. And yes, I love changing your life, whether you're one of my paid clients or you have never paid me. And in fact, I love hearing messages, getting messages from you about how this podcast is helping your life. And one of such messages, I literally got a message a couple of days ago, and I'm going to give that doctor a huge shout out. And she sent me a message on Facebook and said, like, you know, Dr. Latifah, I want to say thank you because you said one thing that has changed my life. And I think at that point, she had been looking into getting her first job outside of training. And, you know, as many of us know, at that time, we're desperate for a paycheck, any paycheck, any paycheck, something. And so, like many physicians, you know, the first job is important. You know, if you make a wrong move, yes, you can make another decision later. And actually, a significant number of people change their jobs within a couple of years. And for her, she said that she had been looking at jobs and they were offering her what was relatively low for her specialty. And normally she would have felt the desperation and said yes and accepted and done it. But she said, I said one thing, and that one thing, she didn't share what that one thing was for me, but I'm going to make something up that I think would help in that sort of situation. But for her, she says she chose to believe that she could find a job that she would want, a job that would see the value in what she was able to create, and a job that would be a place where she could also give value. And if you're listening right now, I'm going to say kudos for not saying yes to the first offer. That's number one. But for anybody that's listening right now, I'm going to share this tip for you. And it is, don't settle. Don't settle. Yes. Fear, uncertainty can feel unnerving, but don't settle. Be willing and ready to give value for the work that you'll be doing and what you would be paid. Be willing to give value where the work you'll be doing and what you'll be getting paid relative to that would be a steal, but don't settle. Don't think you don't have a choice. The best way to get into a horrible relationship is to believe you don't have a choice. That's one way ticket to getting into a place. Be desperate. The more desperate you are, the more likely you are to fall into fire. So don't be desperate. And I don't know exactly what I said that changed her life, but I hope that this reminds you to not be desperate and to not say yes to the first offer. Negotiate, negotiate. So going into what I want to talk to you guys about, I just recently completed a 5-day challenge, the MD Money Moves Challenge. And guys, it was powerful. It was amazing. We had about, I want to say, almost 40 physicians sign up for this challenge where we come together in a Facebook group, and I'm teaching the very 5 pillars that I really believe is important if you want to be someone that makes moves. There's nothing wrong with learning. I love learning, and you will learn if you come into my community. But one thing that I have a low tolerance for is not moving. I love it when you move, and your body loves it when you move, because when you move, it's good for your body. It's good for your heart. It's good for your lungs. It's good for your joy. And the same thing happens in money. Stasis is bad. Stasis is sucks. And so the entire goal of the 5-day money challenge is to teach you the principles that I've applied in my life and that I've taught hundreds of women physicians that helps them go from where they are to creating what they want within their time of working with me. And so the challenge was amazing. We had so much fun because when I talk about money, I have fun with it. So I want you to have fun too. And some people also get a chance to sign up for VIP. Yes, if you want to be VIP, what that means is now it's a smaller group and I get to answer the questions that you have. And so, I mean, to work with me, if you want to do like a VIP day, a full VIP day, have VIP day $6,500 to work with me. And you can do that if you want. It's not for everybody. It's for women physicians. I want to do the work of 6 months in literally one day. And so they meet up with me, whether it's virtual or in person. We really talk about how you can grow, how you can have a path to follow that's going to create the results that you want. And what that result is going to be dependent on what you want. And so that's my VIP day. But if you're part of the challenge, you have an option of being VIP where it's now a smaller group of people and you can now get coached with me in that setting. And the promise that I always make to people is I want you to get a 10x return minimum in return for your value as long as you show up, because I don't want you to sign up just for the sake of signing up and not showing up. I cannot do the work for you. And guys, the results that people were getting, what they were talking about was So powerful to see. Literally in 5 days, a lady said she had been trying to make a decision about a podcast for literally a year. And she made that decision, who she was going to hire, how she was going to get with it, and how she was going to monetize a podcast literally within 5 days together. She also gave credit to being in my sphere for being able to invest in passive income opportunities. She invested in her first passive income. She's doing amazing stuff, and I'm just so incredibly proud of her. But the reason why I share that with you guys is that a theme that kept on coming up during the challenge is what prompted this conversation that I'm having with y'all. And the theme was that people were feeling like they did not have the time to create the things that they wanted to create. And I think it's easy to look at other people and think like, oh, they must have five heads and that's why they're able to create what they want to create. Or they must have more than 24 hours in their day. And that cannot be farther from the truth. I have 24 hours and, you know, right now I'm working very part-time clinically, which I absolutely love. But before I did that, I was working full-time and I was able to start MoneyFit MD, which was a six-figure business yearly from the get-go, which with a lot of hard work. You know, we started the podcast. I have kids that I love. I got three kids. I have a spouse that I like and love. Both are important. I have siblings that I love to hang out with. But the point is that
hey, I'm going to interrupt this episode briefly just to share a quick message from our sponsor. The sponsor of today's episode is Soxy Doc. Yes. Listen up, women. You know how we spend so much time on our feet as women physicians? We spend time serving others, taking care of others, and we need to do a better job of taking care of ourselves. However, as we do all those things, including saving lives, we deserve to walk around with comfort and badassery on our feet. This is why we have created Soxy Doc, a whole new line for women physicians that prioritize their comfort, their own badassery, so that you can walk around the hospital feeling like a boss. Visit soxydoc.com to check out the options that we have for you. Again, it's Soxy, S-O-C-K-S-Y, doc.com, because every physician should be a Soxy Doc.
I had to be good with managing my time. And we're also doing our finances. We're doing real estate. I launched Soxy Doc, which is our personalized socks company. And I share all that to tell you that time is important, but time only is not the way to be able to create the things you want to create. It relies on two things. And unfortunately, I wish more people were being taught about this. They're not, but you're here, so you get to learn it. And number one is going to be managing your attention. So a lot of times we talk about money, we talk about time, but we don't talk a lot about your attention. And I know my loves, my ADHD, neurodivergent, I'm like stumbling on my words today, loves. You guys are probably like, Latifa, attention is something we ain't got. But it's not about perfectionism. It's not about being perfect. It's about doing better than you were before. And attention is not just about the attention to focus on the task ahead, but also attention in terms of like what you're giving your attention to. I may have shared with you guys before that MoneyFit MD, the way that it is right now, started during the pandemic. And there was a lot that was happening during the pandemic. And not just about the pandemic itself and the devastating effects that it had on all of us, our patients, how we took care of patients, our mental health, our families, but also how it affected and highlighted some of the issues that's going on when it comes to disparities in health, and how communities that were most adversely affected by the COVID virus were actually some of the ones that were less likely to get access to COVID vaccine. And a lot of that also brought up like the racial inequalities that we had, racism in our culture, and lots of heavy conversation. And as someone that was trying to take care of their own mental health, take care of their patients, take care of their own communities, whether it was like my colleagues at work that were burning out in doves, but also take care of my family, my parents, my spouse, like it's a two-way street. So it's not like I was taking care of everybody, but it was both, right? I was asking how I could give, but also our local communities as well. I realized that what I was giving my attention to affected my ability to give, affected my ability to perfuse myself and perfuse the loves of my life. And one thing that I needed to do during that time was cut off my attention from what felt like it was draining my energy. Such a privileged thing to be able to do, to be able to turn off the news, such privileged thing, right? Because not everybody is able to do that in that regard if they were the ones that were being directly affected at that moment. But what I had to decide for myself was that I had to cut off, right? And the word cut off is, you know, if you look at the meaning of decide, decide means to be cut off from other things. And so I had to make the decision to be cut off from things that were not helpful in me able to serve the purpose that I was here for. And so I cut off the news. I had to turn off TV. I haven't watched much TV. I probably watch like, I don't know, 1 hour of TV or 2 hours of TV a month. I mean, I watch social media. I try to be careful about what I'm feeding myself. But what I realized was that it's not just about like my attention in terms of what I want to do, but also my attention in terms of like what I was letting feed into me. Because I want you to think about what you see as a two-way street. You're not just seeing it, but it's also seeing you and pouring into you. So if you're watching a lot of social media without being intentional about how you're letting it pour into you, you literally are giving it your attention. And it's not only taking your time, but it's also taking what I'm going to talk about in a second, which is your energy. Right. And so you may be watching social media and everybody looks like they're having the time of their lives, you know, looks like they're YOLOing and you're the only person that has to like throw out trash because, you know, people don't have trashes in their house to throw out because what you see on social media is how they live their life 24 hours a day, which is so not true. But that can definitely affect how you're now able to process things in your own life, how you're now able to spend your time, your money, and how you may think you actually have less time, because it's not just only the time factor, but the fact that your attention was just drained out of you. And now you're going into your own life and you cannot even see the richness that exists in your life because you're now being in the space of scarcity because everybody else and their mama are doing great and you're not. I want to make sure you're following me because this part is so important, right? I, again, just finished the 5-day challenge and we're going to have it again coming up. So if you're listening and you want to sign up and be one of the first people to sign up, go to moneyfeedmd.com/FLP so that you can sign up to join us for the next round. And one of the things that I do is, you know, we're streaming into a private Facebook group you're streaming into. And I've actually considered not doing that in terms of being able to have people just be their life, because your attention is being pained by all those things that's happening on social media world, right? There is someone like commenting, you got a whatever here. It's like all this dopamine hits that is now taking not just the time you have, but also your attention. And I always remind people that where your attention is going to determine what your growth is. And where your attention isn't is going to determine what your growth isn't. You know, I've literally had people join us inside of the money school, and because they're not paying attention to their finances, they're finding money that they did not even know was available to them. They're finding like sometimes multiple six figures or multiple five figures from jobs they left that they did not even know, or cash that was sitting down, not being invested, or things that was literally costing them money, what I call money leaks in their life, that they could now literally take that money and invested into one of the asset classes that I recommend. And now you can see how their money can grow. Their attention becomes different. Their life becomes richer. And so even though it costs them an investment to become a part of our community, they're literally now starting to like get their money working for them. I literally had a physician celebrate with us recently, crossing seven figures. And a year ago, she didn't even know where her money was, right? She's now the CEO of her finances. And that's just an example of what people are able to do. So that number one point is the attention. Your attention matters. Are you giving your attention to problems only? Are you giving your attention to solution? Are you giving your attention to complaint only? Are you giving yourself attention towards things that actually grow and improve? Are you giving yourself attention to what people are saying, backbiting and talking about everybody and their mama, or giving your attention to how you can be part of making things better? Because, and zero judgment here, right? No, I'm not expecting to be perfect. I'm not perfect either, right? But progress is what matters. It's not perfectionism. I'm not asking you to be perfect. I'm just asking you to become aware. Because when you're aware, then you have a better chance of solving the problems. And you're not trying to solve the wrong problems. You're not saying I don't have time, but it's more of like, where is your attention? Even during the times when you have time, like you and I can sit down in the same room and we may never learn anything. Women never engage. Women never enjoy each other's presence because our attention is not with each other. So audit your attention, sunshine. Let's start auditing our attention and asking, where do I want my attention to be? And practicing presence with the relationships in your life, with the tasks you want to do, with the people in your life, and also with the way that your money is being spent, right? This is the key to living your rich life. I've had people at my work say, you check in on me the way nobody else does. And it's not because I'm special. It's not because I have the secrets. Well, maybe I do have some secrets, but it's really about the attention where I want to, when you're in front of me, I want to indulge in your presence and I want to be present with you. So that I want to ask you, how are you really doing? Not the fluff, but like, how are you really? I want to care about you because I really do. I care about you because I believe that you matter. Your life matters. Your presence matters. And imagine if we did that with each other a little bit differently, a little bit better. Maybe next time you see me, like, Latifah, how are you really doing? And in fact, when people ask me how I do, and I take that as a opportunity to check in, and I'm like, how am I doing? And then I tell them the truth. And many times people are surprised that I take a moment because I believe that if you're giving me your attention, I think it's worth us, you also getting my own attention back. So that's number one. Number two is your energy. All right, y'all. Okay, this is going to sound funny, or maybe not. But when I was in college, I hated physics. But for some unknown reason, physics is making more sense to my life these days. And I truly believe because I'm applying the part of it that actually makes sense, as opposed to just memorizing it like I was trying to do. I got an A in English, in physics, actually got 100%. And part of it was because our teacher was so kind. She was a mom and she would give us a bunch of extra credit. And I did every freaking extra credit for it because I'm like, yo, I'm trying to get into med school. all right. That's so funny. Anyways, I wish I could find her. Actually, I don't even remember her name. She was this really kind Russian teacher from El Camino College. If you happen to know her, she teaches physics. I just want to say thank you so much for investing in my life. Thank you for investing all of our lives. Your kindness was just so obvious. Your kindness was so, so obvious. And it meant a lot that you weren't just teaching us physics only, but you cared deeply about us. So if you happen to know her, please tell her thank you for me. Or if you happen to know someone that's in El Camino College, you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to call El Camino College. I did that recent a couple of years ago where I called to say thank you to the counselor that advised me and answered my question. And coincidentally, it was retiring soon. So I really got to extend a thank you to him. There are so many thankless jobs in this world that taking 2 seconds to say thank you means a lot. So I'm going to search and see if she's still at El Camino College, because if she is, I really would like to extend a thank you to her, because without those people, we would not be where we are today. Anyways, the second part of the things that helps me and will help you is your energy and how you manage your energy. It's similar to attention, but also different. It's more minute compared to attention, right? Because there are some things that are worth investing your attention in, but there's some things that are not worth investing your energy into. And where your energy goes, there your growth is also going to follow. So recently I had someone comment, well, I did not have them. They decided to pick up their bag and come comment on my Instagram page. By the way, if you're listening to this on the podcast and you're not on my YouTube channel yet, I want you to go see what I'm doing right now. In YouTube, I'm drinking coffee, good coffee. Yeah, I just took a sip of really good coffee that I love doing. Yeah, if you're not following me on YouTube, go do that. I would love to follow you too. So let's be friends. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel. Comment there and let me know how you're liking this new format with what I'm doing. I'm changing the video camera a little bit. I'm trying to be better. A little improvement every day, right? Keeps the bugs away. Anyways, someone decided to go comment on my Instagram page recently, and in a different language. I don't even know what language was. I didn't take the time to search for what language it was, but Google Instagram can do a translation for you, which they did. And the translation was another black person. And then they like said some KKK or whatever thing they wanted to see on my page. And I had at that micro moment where I was like, is this where I want to invest my energy into? This jobless human, do I really want to give this my energy? And asking myself that question, my answer at that moment was no. They've showed themselves so who they are, but I don't have to now respond to their energy output by now adding my own output into it. So I chose to ignore it and I just moved on. So you may see that post on my Instagram and you're wondering why I did not engage. Still not worth my energy, because that's not how I wanted to spend my energy at that moment. I see my energy like a limited resource. I see my energy as something that I want to use in a way that makes sense. And trust me, there are some times when I would literally spend my energy in that because it's worth it, but this was just not worth it for me, right? And so I'm not saying that, I'm not judging you however we want to use your energy, but just make sure that in whatever way you want to spend that energy, it is worth it. So I'd rather spend my energy talking to you, teaching you how you can create change in your finances, how you can have control, how you can become the version of what you want to be. This is worth my energy at this moment. There are times when cleaning may not be worth my energy. There are times when it may be worth my energy, right? So this is something that you make a decision. It's not like a black and white, blah, blah, blah. Another thing that I decided that I did not want to spend my energy, my time or my attention doing was braiding my kids' hair. Yo, I got 3 kids. I love my babies to pieces. They're a gift in my life. I'm so grateful for them. And they have hair, and to do their hair is work. And so I decided a couple of months ago that spending hours braiding their hair was not something, a way that I wanted to spend my energy, because it's not just about the time and the energy of doing it. It's also afterwards, it knocks me out. And so I found someone, because again, I want to spend my money, my time, my attention in ways that add value and in things that are, I decide are the values in my life, the highest priority in my life. So my kids spending time with them is priority, but the energy drain of doing the hair is just not how I want to spend my energy right now. So I found someone that can do it. Also cry less when it's someone doing their hair versus their mama, you know, so I can come check in, make sure they're okay, give them snacks, go lie down on the hammock or lie down on the love sack or go read a book or go hang out with the other siblings, like whatever I want to do. I used to do the stuff that I'm bringing back, where I spend time with each kid at a time, which I love doing, right? So maybe the time that one kid is doing their hair is time that I could take, go to a coffee shop with another kid and go spend my energy in that way, right? Do you see what I mean? So the more you start to ask yourself, how do I want to spend my energy? The more you're going to start to spend your time, your money, your attention, and your energy in ways that actually create richness in your life. This is part of how I have the time to do the things that I want to do. I'm being clear and honest with you guys. And if you take what I'm talking about today and actually ask yourself the questions of what this would look in your life and actually do it, it would change your life. You would literally would never say, I don't have time to make money. You would literally would never say, I don't have time to do my finances. I don't have time to invest. It would just be a matter of, do I want to? Is it worth my energy or not? And if it's not worth your energy, then let's find ways of investing and growing your net worth that is in line with how you want to spend your energy. I hope this has been helpful for you. If it has been, let me know. If you're watching on YouTube, let me know in the comments. If you're listening on the podcast, let me know by leaving us a review and sharing this with other people in your life. But if this episode has been helpful for you, also feel free to send me a message. I love hearing from you because I want to learn and hear how the work that I'm doing, this labor of love, is changing your journey and changing your life and helping me accomplish what I have set out to do, which is impact women physicians, help you create the life that you want, help you create the money that you want, help us decrease burnout, help us decrease suicide, and literally help you do the things you thought would take you 10 years in 1 year. That's my goal. I love you guys so much. If I can be of service, check out moneyfitmd.com. That's how you can find all the resources on how you can find me, how you can find us, how you can be a part of the amazing work we're doing in the challenge, or even as part of my inner circle, which is the Money School for Badass Women Physicians. Take care. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.